We are a people walking in darkness. A silence shrouds our steps.
In the days of our fathers, the people cried out to you in distress, and your answer thundered as you led by cloud and by fire.
And now we cry for justice and peace, but fear the sounds fail to find you.
We long to hear your voice, but fear what you would say.
We cry out, but have forgotten your name. We have forgotten.
You will remember.
We go hiding.
You will seek. We need a king. You will give a child.
We need a warrior. You will provide a shepherd.
We need a judge. You will send a counselor.
A faint light will dawn.
A gentle voice will sing.
And the child will rule the earth.
The shepherd will fight the darkness.
The counselor will condemn evil.
A voice cries out in the wilderness. He is coming.
The father will send his son. He is coming.
A young girl rejoices in her Savior. He is coming.
Angels announce his approach. He is coming. A light is dawning. Do you see it?
Redemption is singing. Can you hear it?
On earth. hearts, they long for peace on earth to come.
The gift has become an opportunity to give back to God during the celebration of Advent and Christmas. Our fellowship family has developed a culture of generosity, believing that through the leadership of the Holy Spirit and in obedience to God, our resources can be used to make a difference locally, regionally, and globally. Last year, the people of Fellowship gave almost $500,000 to the gift, and those funds were dispersed by the elders to fund many worthy causes. Over the next month, you will have the opportunity to make donations to the gift both electronically and through special envelopes, which we will make available in all our congregations. In giving sacrificially to the gift during this Christmas season, we express gratitude to God for His generosity to us. Thank you for your participation in the past and the difference you have made in the lives of so many. We look forward to seeing what God will do through the gift in 2020.
Welcome to Fellowship Bible Church. I am so glad to be here myself, and I'm so glad that you are here as well. We have a special morning planned for you, and our prayer is that you would enter into this Christmas season, that this morning would help you experience the Christmas story in a new and very personal way. And Seth Prim will tell you more about that here in a moment. Welcome. If you have been around Fellowship for years, we're glad that you're here. If this is your first time, we are glad that you are here, and if you would like to learn more about who we are and why we exist, we would love to point you to the center booth in the foyer, where you'll find someone with a name tag, and they'll answer all your questions, welcome you here. But you can also text hashtag new to the number on the screen, and someone will follow up with you. During Advent season, we have quite a few traditions here at Fellowship Bible Church, one of those being Christmas Eve services. So Tuesday, we will have Christmas Eve services, and then Wednesday is Christmas Day. Are y'all ready? It's here. It snuck up on us yet again, but we get to celebrate the incarnation of our Savior, the light of the world, the hope of nations. And our prayer is that as we've been walking through clarity, we've been doing that. We'll continue to do that this morning. And so just prayerful and expectant of what God's going to do. Another tradition is I've had a lot of people ask about what are these candles for this holiday season. They're Advent candles, and they have spiritual significance. And the first week, we lit the Advent candle of hope, the prophecy candle of hope. And then we came to candle of peace, shepherd's candle of peace, being reminded of the word, peace on earth, goodwill towards those whom he's well pleased. Last week we came to the joy candle, the Bethlehem candle of joy, reminding us that babe in a manger would bring joy to the world. And today we light the angel's candle of love to remind ourselves that hope, peace, joy, love has a name. That name is Jesus. So may we fix our eyes on him, the author and perfecter of our faith, this morning.
Good morning, fellowship. It's good to be with you again this morning. Well, this morning is going to look a little different. Our worship team has put together an Advent album. You may have heard of it over the last couple of weeks. And what it is it's a compilation of songs that were written by and performed by people that are part of this church, that are part of this worship team. Also, the prayers and meditations that you'll hear read over you were written and performed by people that are part of our body. And so this is artists, it's their form of worship. So artists, this is how we worship. And so we put together these things. We process what the Lord is doing in our hearts, and then we put it into some type of craft. And so this is the album that we've created for this time. And what we've realized is it's really a devotional worship experience, really meant to be listened from beginning all the way to end. And so this morning, we've decided to just bring that to you and ask you to engage it with a posture of worship this morning. So here, let me clarify the posture for this morning. The word that comes to mind is listen. Listen this morning. And I'm not just talking about with your ears. I'm talking about in your heart. Listen for the voice of God. Listen for the still small voice, the whisper. Listen for redemption songs singing through these songs. Here's what I'm positive of. God has something he wants to speak to you this morning. I don't know what it is, but I know that he wants to speak to you this morning. So engagement will look different. Many of the songs you won't know this morning, and that's okay. But you can still enter in. You can lean in. You can pay attention to the Spirit this morning. So that's what we're asking you to do. And when you know the song, sing it out. Let me pray to that end. Father, thank you that you are so good, that you sent Jesus, that you came for us to rescue us from the penalty of sin. And God, thank you that you're going to come again in Jesus when he comes in his glory and he takes us as his own and he makes everything right, brings peace, complete peace. God, we long for that day. But in the wait, God, we know that you also still come in the here and the now to every heart that will receive you still. The dear Christ enters in. So God, we want to receive you this morning. We want to receive all the life that you want to give us. Would you comfort those who need to be comforted this morning? Would you encourage those who need to be encouraged? Would you bring your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love? We're leaning in. We're listening. Would you speak?
To all who sit in darkness, behold, light is coming. To all who struggle to hold their head up, worn down by the baggage and weight of the things of life, see, hope is coming. To all who have experienced the pain of injustice and the wounds of affliction, look, righteousness is coming. To those ensnared by things of this world that always promise joy but deliver pain, rejoice. Freedom is coming. To those who cling to the treasures of this world, desperately seeking to build for themselves a life of meaning and value, listen. The King is coming. to those endlessly positioning and repositioning their goodness and virtue, gazing disapprovingly on those who fail to measure up. Repent. Holiness is coming. To those anxiously hiding the deepest and darkest corners of their heart, fearful and lonely, hear. Light is coming. Friends, sit up, lean in, pay attention, for the Lord of Lords and the Creator and Sustainer of the universe makes His dwelling among us. This is no time for idle pleasantries and sleepy pandering. Rather, with urgency, we prepare a place for the King here in our hearts, in our lives, and in our church, and in this world. Oh, King, we see You breaking through the darkness of this world to take Your place on this earth. The King of kings, light from light, great I am, hope of nations, who humbles the proud but exalts the humble. We greet You with praise, for You have purchased our freedom and secured our hope. Proclaim and celebrate. Our God is a light that dwells among us.
Oh, great light, star of day.
gotten used to it. Asking for what my heart desperately wants, and knowing it can never be. So what good would it do to keep asking? These old bones have grown brittle. Our once fertile land is a barren womb. Again I ask, and again, nothing. I remember when you used to speak like thunder, but that memory fades with every unanswered prayer. I wonder, is trusting in you just enduring the years while the darkness presses in and I sink into the shadows of an endless, silent night? Then, sudden as the sunrise, I'm the one silenced. Mercy upon tender mercy you've given to me. You leave no prayer unanswered, no promise undone. Your faithfulness turns silence into song. My doubts retreat, and my heart fills with hope. The long darkness surrenders to the dawning of light.
Darkness at the world and wait for a light to show the way. Enslaved to sin in the shadow of death. A promised prince of peace and light. Wandering people losing sight. Then came this marvelous silent night. By tender mercy of our God, this child born unto us, Emmanuel, the
joy in grateful chorus raise we.
Great light of the world. Oh, how deep and desperate is darkness. Oh, how unsettling are shifting shadows in the dead of night. Oh, how dense the gloom of sin and sadness. This is our plight. This is where we find ourselves, lost, wandering in this shrouded world and in need of light. And yet our condition is not just one of dismal surroundings. We are blind as well, unable to see, unless perhaps Almighty God would come and touch our eyes. Even so, the night darkens deeper still, for we find within our hearts the midnight disposition and desire to run from you and hide to our own harm, divided from you and from one another. And so we cry with all our hearts to you, Jesus, who is both Lord and Christ. Thank you for coming. When all was darkness upon darkness, you came as the light of grace upon grace, the true and living God who spoke light into existence and separated the day from the night, has taken on the flesh and cries of a newborn child. Love's pure light has dawned in the bleak setting of fallen humanity. The King of glory, who could have blazed as a consuming flame, who only and ever deserves the endless praise of angels proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," came. For our salvation. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, Son of man, Son of David and Abraham, light of the world, give us eyes to see, enlighten our hearts to believe, make us children of light, who with you cast out the shadow of sin within and without. In your name, and for your name's sake, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light.
as King of Heaven. You took your place on earth, humble to a manger, a lowly kind of birth, a Savior with a promise to reconcile the world, the Son of God incarnate, to be called the Lord of Lords. God is alive. God is alive. God is alive. That dwells among us.
People I know, whom you made, whom you chose, have become a people with heads hung low. Ages of darkness have snuffed out hope. And then me, whom nobody sees, whom nobody knows, chosen. An unremarkable person marked now by grace to carry your light, to bear your gift. Fear said, "Run away. Who am I for a task so great?" Then into my fear, you spoke my name, and hesitation fled like the darkness before a flame. Then I remembered your steadfast love, my ever-present comfort. If you say this shall be, my God, I say, be it unto me. You promised you would come again. How I've waited for this day. You've said the time is here, now. I ask, Lord, how? No mystery in your mind. My God, you know. My God, you see. Miracles belong to you alone. Maker, Master, and merciful King, Savior, Emmanuel, as real and near as my very flesh, be it unto me. Salvation, come, light, break brighter than the sun, be it unto us, be it through me.
What a glorious gift. my joy, my one delight. And I'll give you anything, my trust, my love, my life. Be it unto me, have your way in everything.
Living Lord and Master, Divine Spirit who holds these old bones and the universe together, I bow before you in worship, knowing my praise is but a crumb beside your greatness, yet praise I would offer. For this day, I think my heart will burst with joy. For you, O Lord, have allowed me to see the fruit of my longing, the miracle of answered prayer. How well you know that the man who clung to your promises with fervent faith was also the man who sank in doubt and despair. For that, I'm ashamed. Thank you for your infinite grace and love. I suspect that somehow this miracle of yours touches everyone and everything on earth, like wind that moves water and sends out ripples that reach the sea and the sailors on the sea. If I, your servant, should die tonight, full of years and trouble, I would die in peace. For my eyes have seen faith turned to sight, and I am satisfied.
Eyes have seen the wonder of salvation, the Word made flesh before my eyes. My heart has longed to know the hope of nations, light of the world.
Glory to God in the highest.
to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, Christ has come.
Simeon. He was waiting. He was listening. He was watching for the promised Messiah to come. Mary and Joseph took Jesus back to the temple when he was 40 days old, almost 6 weeks. Just a tiny little baby. They took him there to be consecrated according to the law of Moses. Simeon saw them. He was waiting. The Lord had told him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah. And so there he was. As he saw Mary and Joseph and the baby enter the temple, he had been waiting and listening. And when God whispered, he responded. We've got a lot to learn from Simeon, don't we? He responded to the call and he walked up to Mary and Joseph and he swept the child up into his arms. Can you imagine the looks on their faces as this man that they didn't know took their baby from them? Or maybe they just chalked it up to all the other things they'd seen over those 40 days. The scripture tells us they marveled at what they saw. But more so, imagine the look on Simeon's face. As he looked in the eyes of the Lord, he was holding in his arms. He said, Lord, you can let me die now. Just as you promised. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which is declared in the sight of all peoples. A light to show truth to the nations, to the Gentiles. And bring great glory to your people, Israel. What a moment that must have been. You see, Simeon knew that there was a coming glory that awaited Israel. A coming glory that would change everything. You see, for centuries, the people of Israel had walked in darkness. Isaiah described it like this. He said, the people walking in darkness. Why they walked in darkness? It's because of the time they were delivered from slavery for 400 years under the hand of the Egyptians. And God led them out to take them to the land he had promised to Abraham. All that time, they grumbled. They were disobedient. They ignored him over and over again. The people walking in darkness. But you see, even though ultimately the glory would depart from them, the promise never did. And that's what Isaiah wrote about. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of deep darkness, a light had dawned. There was a coming glory that would change everything. And later, Isaiah would write of that coming glory this. He would say, arise, shine, for your light has come. This is a promise that would extend from that time all the way through the millennial reign of Christ, which we look forward to. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. They were the receivers of the light, and they were meant to be the reflectors of the light. And will be once again. You see, the people, they were expecting the king to come in a different form. They were looking for someone to ride in, a Messiah to ride in on a white horse and smash the kingdoms of the earth and establish their kingdom on the earth. But no, in Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah would say this, "For to us a child is born. He would come in the form of a baby. A child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders." What does that mean? It means he'll be responsible for everything. The weight of the world will be on his shoulders. It reminds me of Matthew 11 and 28. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." All those burdens that you carry, that I carry, he says, bring them to me. I can take them on. I want to do that for you. And that's why Isaiah would describe him as this, the wonderful counselor. He would always be there to guide us. The mighty God, always strong enough to carry our burdens. The everlasting Father, always standing with his arms open wide, regardless of what mistakes we might have made. And the Prince of Peace, what he desires most for us. You see, they didn't see it. Joseph had trouble understanding it. When the time would come, he was confused because his young betrothed wife had gone down to see her cousin Elizabeth in the Judean hills and had come back to Nazareth great with child. No doubt she was the talk of the town. Joseph, being a righteous man, thought to just put her away quietly. But the angel of God came to him in a very vivid dream and said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. This is all God's doing." Look what he said. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Yeshua," Jesus, "the deliverer, God saves, the redeemer. Give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. He will be the coming glory." Jesus himself stated that he was that light, the coming glory, in John chapter 8, in one of the I Am statements. During the Feast of Tabernacles, when the people celebrated the fact that God, his presence never left them during their wilderness wanderings. And they celebrated by lighting torches and lamps in the pillars of the temple. And it was said that all Jerusalem was lit up during this time, as they remembered he was the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And it was in that setting with all this light that Jesus stood and said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in what? Darkness. But will have the light of life." And that's who he is. He is the light of life who brings to all of us hope, peace, joy, and love. That's why we celebrate Christmas. He gives us something to look forward to beyond this life, because he is the light of the world, and his light chases away the darkness. And oh, how we need that, don't we? And so this morning, it's only appropriate that we light the candle of Christ. because indeed he is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness. So in the context of our world, the passage that we looked at earlier from Isaiah, just take a moment to reflect on it. Remember, we are to be the receivers of the light and the reflectors of the light to a lost and dying world. We are to reflect the light of Christ. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth. Look around at our world. It's a dark place, isn't it? See, the darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you. You and you and you. And his glory appears over you. And now look at this promise, that in this world, when we are prone to lose hope, when we are prone to doubt, he says, nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. So this Christmas, don't stop shining. Just keep on shining and leave the rest of it up to God. Because as we've celebrated this month, he said that he would come, and he did. And he's promised that he will come again. And he will. So just keep shining. Never forget that.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. An invincible army announcing an indestructible joy for all people, for shepherds in a field, for the single parent wondering how to make it through another Christmas, for the sullen spouse racking up years of regret, for the one who grieves deeply over staggering loss, for the one who struggles to find comfort in bottles of alcohol, pills, and misplaced hope, for the one attempting to find identity in orientation, for the one searching for self-worth in likes and followers, for the one who has stumbled in the battle to do what is right, to love, for the one in the deepest and darkest valley imaginable, for all of us this Advent season, desperate to hold joy, to be held by it. An invincible army announcing an indestructible joy for all people. Joy in the midst of uncertainty. Joy in the grave of grief. Joy in the lack of comfort. Joy despite the setback. Joy that brightens the darkness in which it is found. An invincible army announcing an indestructible joy for all people. For Christ has come, and Christ is coming again.
Church, would you stand and sing with us? I find our joy. I find my joy in the Lord. He is my hope, he is my shelter in the storm. I will sing of all he's done. He's made my sin, he healed my heart, he has my own. And even when I walk through the valley, he is with me, he is with me. Even when I fall in the battle,
to you. Great job, y'all.